Passover. Yes?
Okay, he's supposed to have a middle name.
Esther, I don't know. She was American, married to Dr. Oscar.
Yes, sir, you mean Esther E-S-T-E-R?
Yes, I would think it would be, in English, it would probably be E-S-T-H-E-R, but...
What did you say?
E-S-T, as in Tom, H as in Helen,
Mary.
E, Edith, R, Ruth.
Not perfect. Okay, I'll go.
Thank you. Kind in Botafogo at all.
Don't you have previous number?
Don't show any previous number?
No, I mean, I'm asking you if you have a previous number.
No, I do not. I do not. It was in Botafogo on Rua Bambina, I think.
Right. So Rua Bambina is very incorrect. They completed the...
I think it was 2:30, but I'm not sure.
3-0. Well, anyway, yes, I told the operator she would have figure out the rule about being a little much number. But anyway, there is no listener.
You have no such name at all anymore.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And a radiothon. It says Jim has been selected to receive an award Saturday night.
Where?
The address is, let me see. It's 1999 West Adams Boulevard. And I told him that, and it's the Golden State Mutual Life Insurance. And I told him that Jim, you know, may not be in town.
Yeah.
But someone would be there to receive the award.
Right.
So I'm going tomorrow to get all the other information.
What's the award for?
It's something to do with the Muslims, and I don't know exactly what, you know. So I'm going.
What is the organization or the place?
Okay, the place is Watts 13 Foundation.
What is that?
It has something to do with youth summer employment.
Okay.
And a radiothon, but it's tied in some kind of way with the Muslims. I'm not sure exactly how. Okay. Say tomorrow I'm going to get the information. They need to call today.
Okay.
And they sent us some information that I didn't receive. Okay? So I'm going there tomorrow at 1:00. So you want me to call you after I come from there or what?
No, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Okay, and the other thing now, is Anita around?
Okay. We couldn't find her.
Okay, write this down. Phyllis Shaken's mom has been calling. So tell Phyllis to call her mom, will you?
Okay.
Next one. When is Joanne Johnson, Claire Johnson's daughter, supposed to graduate from high school? She's been cleared to come down to help Clara move and so forth. So we need to know that. The next one.
When is she going to graduate? What's that got to do with helping her mom move?
Well, I don't know. I'm just passing this stuff. I don't know. The next one. Janice, Gloria, and Brenda Warren. Okay? You have to find out, and they have to get a letter sent from their school. Well, you just get, needs a statement that they are in school so that the welfare can be reinstated. And a letter has to be sent to Onita Jones. So get a hold of them and bring it down this weekend. She has to get that for the welfare.
Okay.
And we need more envelopes for offering. We don't have any envelopes at all. Okay? So okay. Have them bring down some. We need some, okay? The next one, Anita
bring
Kelly.
Bring envelopes to offering and Kelly, they're out.
Okay, now Anita Kelly has to get a hold of the Janice, Gloria, and Brenda situation. Now that's very number one important. Number two, what's this for? I mean, they can't find it. How many people will be able to move up this weekend? So, we have three that must go this weekend. So, when Carol Lumen calls, have that
message. It works.
What?
It does. They just can't hear yourself.
Hello?
Go ahead.
We have to know how many people can move up this weekend. We have three that must move up this weekend. Okay?
Say that again.
We have to know how many people can move up this weekend. We have three people that must move up this weekend. So when Carolyn Lumen calls back in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
have her to call. And like we've asked them this question about 60 times.
Who's supposed to give the answer?
Anita Kelly's supposed to know about this.
Oh, okay.
So have Anita, you know, to call us to do something. We've been asking 60 times and we haven't received anything. And I'm not exaggerating when I say 60 times. Know, to try to find out, and we have to know something before the weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Because here's what we got looking at us. Archie has some stuff that has to be moved up. I have some more stuff in the annex that has to be moved up. These people have to move, so we have to know if this place home so we can rent a truck to send this shit up in, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we got to get an answer on that. Now, once again, we need envelopes, Janice, Gloria, Brenda Warren. We have to know when Joanne is graduating, Joanne Johnson, Phyllis Shaken's mama's been calling for her to call her mom, okay?
Yeah.
And also, candy, apples, cookies, punch are needed for the Halloween party in L.A. So...
Oh, wow.
Huh? Oh. Yeah, this thing, too, that for Jim is formal.
What, John?
I don't know. See, this thing they want for Jim is formal, too. But I'll get all that information tomorrow, okay?
Okay, if it's formal, you may have...
Mr. Tadabalma, I thought I should correct something.
Yes.
Mr. Eisen, whatever his name, when our people tested the waters with him, with a call about being for the mayor, was friendly. It was another one. I think Mike got some information to you wrong.
Okay.
That this gentleman seemed friendly towards the mayor.
Okay.
And his concern that he seemed to exude was a concern about a Baba Jalala. He didn't say that. But I think that the report I have on my desk clearly indicates, I'm checking it out, that he was friendly. But someone else, when they called, they were just testing the waters. They made, about 90 calls into the examiner, hoping we could get this thing prolonged because we didn't even know it was coming out, you know, and this caught us with our proverbial pants down. And all we're able to do, unless we can get some more papers, we have now 617. That's the best we've been able to do, and we have raided every, the street sales, and we've gone to the carriers, and we went to recycling.
That's thorough, all right.
Well, it's the best we could do. The only thing I'm saddened about is that if I had known it was in that Monday, if you could tell whoever is there that I think Mayor said Corey was taking care of that, if they could let me know when those things or anything like that, if it ever does happen again, if they could be alerted for it, we would have been.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I said that to Michael. I said we really should have been better organized. Or we should have been, not someone else on our behalf. We should have been better organized.
I would ordinarily pick up on it, but I didn't till late the first day, and so the best I could do then was 300 and something, but we've managed to find in this town, as strange as it may seem, 300 and some of those copies of the back issues. But we had the reason we thought there might be a little negative plaque in there, although I was reassured. Did I understand from Mike that you said that you didn't feel that they would have any point to be conspiring against the mayor?
Well, newspapers are kind of funny. When they endorse somebody, they really kind of go out of their way.
I would think so.
For a while, until there's a major split in the editorial staff, or between that elected official and the editorial board. They go out of their way kind of to justify the guy rather than to cream
him. Well, good. I didn't see how a poll like that, just my own subjective feelings, I wondered how a poll like that could really help anyone, because negative people tend to write. We noticed by our radio broadcast, I asked the manager, we have several radio broadcasts, and I said, we get negative responses. He said, oh, you've got a very good listening audience. He said, you get such and such positive, and he said, your negative are going to come out far more in any such poll when you ask for them. We occasionally ask how people feel about the broadcast and so forth. And he said, the negative voices always make themselves known more distinctly. So he said, we have our own way of testing your broadcast. He said, it's very effective and it's very well appreciated. But when we put out a little sample one time, we didn't know for sure.
I agree with that.
So I didn't know as a barometer how useful it was. So this relieves our mind. The first two people we sent in day to get back issues, they were refused. It so happened that they were black. So we learned, or we thought we learned, maybe our apprehensions were all unnecessary. So then we had people that were white dress up very, very conservatively, and even one of our ladies donned a Nixon Doyle pin, and they seemed like very, very anxious to give them back issues then. But again, this may have been purely coincidence, and I don't know whether the two blacks met the same person that the others did. So it caused us a great deal of paranoia yesterday.
Or else it's possible that they just simply ran into a racist type employee who was making independent judgments.
And that's quite conceivable.
Oh,
so I hope 600 will do. We got Andy Silvers out running over the East Bay. Unless he comes up with more, it looks like that is. We have gotten all of the back issues from Oakland. He's looking into Berkeley and Richmond. Unless we can find some there, I just hope that that's put you in good stead. I'm only sorry because I could have had 4,000 as easy as I had 600 if I'd only had the proper notice.
I think that's absolutely right.
But I didn't want a name clouded. The contrary was true with Eisen, whatever, I can't be. What's the name of that gentleman?
I think he said Eisenberg is who he is.
Eisenberg, well, the contrary, he was the gentleman that seemed to be positive.
Well, most constructive, yeah.
The most constructive. Then there was one who said that a group was a group effort for the mayor that was going to be thrown out. Well, I know they can, there's no way in the world they can know there's any group effort because we are very discreet in this matter. So it must be some, if they're referring that there's some other group.
Maybe just the Delancey thing is that.
They didn't mention.
They talked about it too much.
Normally, Maher is pretty discreet, isn't he?
Well, I know, not so much John certainly is, but Billy has a tendency to sort of
say
to folks, see, we're going to turn out, you know.
I know, Bill, I agree, I have to.
The hyperbole in his language often exceeds his stretch.
And frankly, when I, this last discussion we had on the Bakke decision, they just can't produce the numbers. I don't know, because John has been very friendly to us, and when we were down for the Fresno 4, he said, I'll have the numbers there, but when they got there was only 5 people. So I hope they're writing letters in better proportion than their numbers turn out.
Yeah.
But at least, do you think that 600 will cover, get us across?
I think so. That's a good sizable quantity for something, a poll like that. I think that'll be a significant amount in terms of the total response.
Well, good. That makes me feel better because I sure would hate to see, because the mayor stressed that there were a couple, three supervisors that could be influenced maybe to be more swing the other way. And as to calling you, folks wanted me to remind that the mayor, when the mayor tells someone to call him, we automatically interpret that to mean to call you. Is that, I wanted to get my...
Well, I suggested to Michael that just to sort of short-circuit this this political problem, which
I agree.
George loves to be friendly to everybody, and he has a tendency to say, gee, you know, see me Monday, and then that sets up a trap of sorts.
Well, I wondered what he wanted her to, you know, to come in. I thought this would be a drain, personally, and I didn't see the necessity of it, because all we wanted to really work out was the matter of
right. Well, I hit
being able to meet
him. He said, well, Bernard, you know, call Red to find out what the hell's going on. And
yeah.
He said, it's a serious problem with her. I want to hear about it. If not, then they're just jousting around, then let's get that stopped. So then I had conversations with Trimble, and I had them with Red. I was just saying to Michael, I think that for future reference, any time there's a problem with any of the People Temple folks at any area, that if he just calls me quickly,
it's fine.
I can begin to do something about it.
Suits me.
Okay.
That's good. Well, fine enough. If you find any other papers in between now and, you know, the time that you get them out Monday, you don't, if you know of any place, but I think we've exhausted all possibilities.
Okay.
And thanks much.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
And they may do that next Monday. I'm going to try to find out. But as soon as I find out when that poll's coming out, I will let you know, because it's critical now that since they're going to do one on the Board of Supervisors, that we at least come out ahead of them. Secondly, I think you're right. I found out that they counted 600 ballots. And then they stopped counting them, and then there was a late surge of Moscone ballots. So we may well have come out ahead.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to see whether or not that's the case, and if it is, I'm going to raise some hell and tell them that they should not have put a cutoff date, that they asked for people's responses, and they ought to wait till they get, until the responses stop coming in.
Yeah, right.
But I understand
because we
that,
picked up a few more papers on Friday.
Yeah, well, I understand we came out ahead. So
we had to.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have really had to go some, I think.
Yeah, and obviously the number of letters that they printed, as you point out, are not representative.
Look how unfair that is.
Yeah.
It's the worst American. That's the very first thing.
Yeah.
And not one of them said he's the best American. I know for a fact that we had a lot in there saying that in different words.
Yeah. Well, it's clear that, you know, they weren't up to do us any favors. But I'm going to try to find out some more information, and if in fact it is true that they stopped counting, and just tell them the people that support Moscone are a little small. That's all. vote is a vote. You know, you didn't say in there have your votes in by a certain date.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get around to it. Anyway. I'm going to try to find out more, but I think the important thing for you to know is that they're going to do the same question. Are you satisfied, at least the way I understand, are you satisfied with the performance of the Board of Supervisors? And for our own ability to deal with that board, I think it's important that the percentage of positive vote on Moscone be higher than the percentage of positive vote was over there.
Right.
Well, I'll let you know when that's coming.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Yes, what
Roy Bush is.
Yes, what goes on? No, I hope no one in that office insists that there's not a conspiracy against the mayor.
Well, we never insisted that there wasn't.
Well, one did to me.
Pardon me?
One did to me.
Who was that?
Teitelbaum.
There was not a conspiracy?
That's what he did, and so I was going to at least write letters after we got 600 and some, because we didn't know that second one that came out. We ended up with 617. I can't believe this. I cannot believe this.
Corey says that he has some evidence that there's more letters that they did not print at the end, too, besides guy who told us they were throwing out some letters, Corey, when we called, you know, to test.
He didn't say throw out letters. Mike, he said he was going to throw out the vote. That's what the gentleman told.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my understanding is that they stopped voting, they stopped counting the votes sometime last week.
Oh, God.
After they stopped counting the
votes. Well, then, of course, you lost 300 of ours.
There was an upsurge of Moscone voters. There was an upsurge of pro-Moscone.
What, did they announce that in the paper they were counting, stopped counting votes?
No, they didn't. I'm going to try to find out more about it, and if, in fact, that's true, I'm going to try to convince somebody over there, and I think we can probably do it, that there ought to be a follow-up story that gives the exact totals.
I should say so.
After we published this, more letters came in and continued to come in, and now they've stopped, and here are the bottom line results.
Because we went to recycling, we went to the press, street press next door, went to all these stands, and we were able to round up 300 late ones.
We even pulled papers out of Southern California where they end up.
Is that right?
Yep.
We did the best we could find every blessed copy, so they're in there. And if they quit, then you've got 300 I know of. It's slightly over 300 extra margin.
Well, we're going to find out about that. I was telling Michael, Reverend, that they're going to do a similar questionnaire on the Board of Supervisors.
Well, then, they're hard. They're in now. They're in for trouble.
And that may come out.
Will you please post me?
I will certainly let you know when that's going to come out.
They're going to be sad then.
Well, we'll have a little more advance notice on this one.
Mm-hmm. Please do. Please give it.
You'll get it.
Because my ire is up.
Yeah, well, we'll make sure you know about that.
Okay, Gordon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. I'll keep in touch with you, Mike.
Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Albert Kahn.
Right, how are you doing? I tried several times to get back in touch, but couldn't get an answer, and then I called your dad, mentioned it to him.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. Well, I'm calling up with something which I think might interest people several very much, and that is that the Department of Parks and Recreation, I'm working for the state.
Uh-huh.
I
sent a
resume. Actually, my home is offices, but I'm on the road. I'm involved in heavy community action coordination, and we're trying to develop programs centered around community projects, visitation to parks, projects which may, in fact, employ large numbers of youth in their own communities and perhaps in outlying areas.
Seminar for some of your really bright kids who they have to
available for community projects, such as the building of mini parks or centers or anything like that. It's wide open, depends on, you know, what you feel is the best for the people you are in touch with.
You're employed by the state?
Yes, I am. I'm a ranger.
Oh, I see. Okay. And your specific job is coordinating is a part of the Parks and Recreation?
Part of our program. Here is what I'm doing now. I have a class in Pittsburgh, California, taught through the Pittsburgh Unified School District pilot project. The students in the class need 10 semesters that fall and spring to study in Parks and Recreation. And then they are placed in various park and rec, with various park and rec facilities. In the case of Pittsburgh, at least they regional parks primarily, and the state parks. Last year, the pilot project employed 50% of the class. We don't know what we're going to employ this year. Budgeting is cut. We're looking to employ 100% of those who want to work. You know, the people who don't want to work can say, look, I just don't want to go. At the same time, we're emphasizing heavy community involvement. We're putting in a nature trail, and that'll be built, remember, 19 and stuff. We're going to put on for the school district itself what do we call an environmental living program, where the young people can go to a park and experience that park in its milieu. It can run from an environmental living program. It can run from an 8-hour to a 24-hour experience. We have one in Ships, for instance, downtown system, where young people come in and live the life of a sailor in 1800s in one of General Vallejo's Adobe up in Petaluma, where the same thing is. They go live with a vaquero or an Indian. And, but you see, that's for that district.
Yeah.
So it could change for your district.
Yeah.
I mean, for your, well, for lack of better, just people you're working with.
Right.
Who knows what could go on? That's what I would like to get together with you just to see. I'm also working with 415 over in Oakland. I don't know if you know the Dan Bell man.
The what?
The 415 Society.
Oh, I don't know.
They work with Portland Rural, ex-convict. Dan's a very strict guy.
What's his name?
Dan Bellman.
That name sounds
He used to be, I believe, with the Lansing Street.
Oh, that's
right. He's on his, he's pretty much on his own now, working on a shoestring, but he's doing some good work, and, you know, we're trying to set stuff up there, so I think it'd be harder to work with Dan than it would be with Steve and Temple, not because of personality, but the type of people he's doing.
Yeah.
But you see, I think there's something we could get going that would be, I don't know, very productive, and not only in terms of just, you know, visiting parks or something in the summer, but perhaps providing employment, not only with the state park system. What happens if we can get a grant, for instance, to provide escorts for park-related tours coordinated by the people's temple?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We get these guys from the guys in uniform. They can lead like wilderness hikes, that kind of stuff. Or a YCC project in Fillmore, converting several vacant lots into parks for the citizens of Fillmore.
That would be great.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I'm really excited about it. It not only works in terms of the state, but what we do is we bring in other agencies. You break down those bureaucratic barriers. You get people talking to each other who want to talk. And I can tell you, I'm not talking theory, I'm talking fact right now. It's really exciting and it really works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what we could do is you could talk with the coordinators from, you know, like young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And, when would be convenient for you? Because we have all kinds of things going on here. And, that, tell me when it's convenient for you.
Okay, Mike, I've got a calendar here.
Like a Saturday meeting?
What's the best day to meet you, man?
Probably, like a Saturday when we're in San Francisco.
And what day for those?
Well, this Saturday we'll be here, and then...
That's the 6th?
Yeah, then 2 weeks.